Right now, I am joined by Heather and Corey from Encourage, and I want to thank you both for coming in. How are you, ladies?
We are doing great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, too. Thank you for coming in. And if you don't mind introducing yourselves so we can put a voice to the name there right down the line here. Heather, if you want to go first.
Heather McKellops. I am the Director of Learning and Engagement at Encourage.
Thanks, Heather.
And I am Corey Anfinson, and I am a Learning and Engagement Specialist at Encourage.
Really appreciate the time, you guys. And how are you enjoying the weather? God, this is, it's been
loving
a nice
it.
Couple of days.
Well, I like the wind that has picked up because
yes.
This humidity is a bit much for me, but it's nice to not be raining too.
Sure. Well, that's the funny thing is that I keep checking looking over my shoulder waiting for the rain.
Yeah.
Like we've gotten 2 days without really a lot of rain and stuff. It's a little surprising.
It'll be coming.
yeah,
sure.
It won't.
Thanks for the warning, Heather.
Well, Mother Nature, you know, that's what she does. She just sits back and waits for you to, oh, you're going to have a garage sale? Rain. You know,
exactly.
That kind of thing.
Exactly.
So.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a bunch of fun things to talk about with Encourage, and I cannot wait to get to a little bit later one of the things that I was looking forward to talking to you guys about with the Your Zoo event yesterday. But to start off, I know that the Tribune building, we wanted to talk about that.
Yes, we do. We always want to talk about the Tribune.
Well, yes, yeah. But I know you have tours for that and such. And
yeah, the big news, and hopefully everyone's heard it already, but just in case they haven't, we were so pleased to get a grant allotment in the governor's budget, state budget, for the Tribune of $3 million, and we were the only non-state project to get funded, so that was really incredible, and really what I loved about this process, if you can love anything about a state budget process, is that we really had support from both parties. It was a bipartisan project. Everyone saw the value of this, and what really stood out to them is that it has been community resident engagement from the start. And to see that be recognized and valued at the state level is really incredible.
Had Senator Patrick Testin in last Friday, and they're talking about the bill, and it was off air when we were talking about it. It was the thing that both of us were high fiving about. There's a lot to be proud of about that bill on both sides, and both sides of the aisle worked very hard. As far as locally, that was something that hit home for both of us. You know, certainly him as a resident, and then being from this area, and something that he really fought for, and something that the community really fought for. And you touched on something there that I think is one of those things that any citizen can take pride in. That people worked really hard on this. Everyday citizens, people that you know, you don't always know if your voice is heard sometimes as a voter or as a citizen. And this is one of those examples. You don't have a lot of them all the time, but this is an example of, hey, this is where they listened. They you know, your voice was heard.
Exactly.
And that's enlightening for everybody, or fun for everybody, good for everybody.
Yeah, and that really is what, when we were down advocating for this project during Central Wisconsin Days down in Madison in February, you know, we got to talk to a range of legislators. You know, not from our area. And when we talk about it, like, they were so excited to hear about authentic community engagement from the beginning. Not someone coming in and saying, here's a project, you know, do you like it? It was like, what do you want to see in this building? How do you want it to be realized? And to see from, you know, the beginning of 2013 to today, the continued involvement and people still wanting to hear about and see it realized. You know, one of the legislators from Milwaukee, when he heard about the project, you have no involvement here in Central Wisconsin, he's like, wow, this is really sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a really cool project.
Yeah.
And so our mission now with the $3 million, it unlocks other capital for us. So we are just working hard to get other funders who are waiting for that first in money and to get a shovel in the ground next spring. That is our goal.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I think you said 2013. And I thought it was, I was trying to remember the date, if it was 13 or 12, that this has been going on since. So it's one of those things, too, where you really are reminded. Sometimes something can mean a lot to people for a while or for a year or two, and it loses steam. This is something that has not, if anything, it gained steam as it was building up. And something everybody who, from anybody talking in a water cooler to the people kind of building this to the final steps there, can take pride in.
Yeah, exactly. And what's been so neat is since we bought the building in 2012, the meeting started in 2013, and we had a series of them, as you probably know. And just to see all the change that has happened and how it's really been a catalyst in our downtown, and now we see the riverfront development, we see the new Y and Boys and Girls Club, and all this connectivity that's happening downtown is really cool to see how many more people are downtown and,
yes.
and realizing what a jewel it is.
2020 is going to be a really, really big year for this area.
Yes.
And it's going to be fun to kind of building up to that as we are. And seeing, I personally am a sucker for history. So we're kind of seeing history in the making with all of this. Stuff that is going to, is laying the groundwork so that kids, you know, when they're our age, are able to really look at, have all this already there for them and build on what we built and that. Because, I mean, that's kind of a fun thing. And that's something that you can see for yourself if you want to take a tour, I believe, right?
Yes.
And that was the best segue I had. I'm
that
sorry.
Was fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, we are excited to, we're planning on offering tours all summer long, but now that we received a state grant, we're hopeful that more people who, you know, maybe haven't taken a tour of the building, we offered them many times over the years, of course, but maybe they have questions. Maybe they're just like, you know, I've heard about this, I really haven't engaged. They should come check it out because then they can learn more about the project firsthand and ask those questions directly of us because they're going to get the best information by coming right to the source. But we have a couple different tours coming up. So we're going to be hosting tours next week during the farmer's market. We have one on Thursday, which is the 18th. So the first one is at 9 a.m. And the tours take about 35 minutes or so. And we'll also have another tour that morning at 11 a.m. Those tours will be given by our very own Heather McKellop. So you get the best tour guide in town if you come to those ones. And then we're also looking at hosting. We know that we have these tours set for the third Thursday of the month all the way through farmers market season. But we also want to make sure that folks that are not available during the day or on a Thursday morning will get the opportunity to come tour. So we're looking at scheduling an evening tour in early August. So watch our Facebook and our website for that coming up because we want to make sure that everyone who wants to see the building gets a chance to see it.
Glad you brought those up too. You guys have a fantastic website and Facebook page, and you know, especially for like prepping for an interview like this or something, or if I just am curious about what's going on there, everything is right there. Very easy to dive. You know, even I can go through and find everything. So I mean, if a radio announcer could do it, anybody out there could do it. When it comes to the tours, what will I be kind of experiencing through the tour if I take the tour?
Sure. So I just want to just say about the tours is we did our first farmers market tour a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And what was so cool is it was a huge tour. A lot of people showed up and it was a lot of fresh faces. So that's why we actually added two tours on those farmer market days so we can accommodate people that are interested. And I'm glad that you mentioned history because that is the piece that you will get on the tours. You'll get the rich history of this building in our community and then also then going into what it'll look like reimagined in the future. And I think that's something that people really appreciate is and our residents appreciated in this process is they wanted to honor the history of the building but update it. And so you'll get the history, you'll learn about the process if you weren't involved. And you'll learn about what will be the programming within the building and the look and feel of what it's going to look like, how it's going to change and accommodate the needs of residents that came to the meeting, what they wanted to see, but also the changing needs in our downtown.
Asking some people about this and talking to them about that, especially coming out of the interview with Senator Teston the other day, there are some people who weren't too sure, who are new to the area, I should say, and weren't, well, why this building? You know, why are they so keen on saving this and everything? And certainly they could, you know, take the location and everything. And it's a nice location, certainly. But, if I'm new to the neighborhood and I'm looking at it, well, it's a nice building, but why all the fuss? Why want to save this building? What would you kind of, other than, you know, just give me a blank, you know, a stare like, well, would you kind of tell me on something like that?
Yeah, I'm sure you have some thoughts, but first I would say, why not that building? It's a pretty cool building. Secondly, there's not a lot of buildings that have that history on our riverfront. There's not a lot of riverfront access that you can gain. So that was a real opportunity to save that building and in a location that is just prime. Like we cannot have in our community, which visitors are astounded. You can't have an outside dining experience on our riverfront right now. Now you can, you know, we have a lot of, you know, Jennings is a great place. We have other great places by the river, but you can't get outside and have a burger and a beer. And that is ultimately what we'll have, not only in the cafe brew pub on the main floor, but a dining experience on the rooftop, which is the best view in the house. So I would say that was why that building.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's an iconic building in our downtown. And when you hear the history of that building, when William Huffman created it, why is it so unique? Why is there a circle portion, which really isn't a circle? You'll learn that on the tour. It's the location. It's in the heart of our downtown. And to grow in a community, if you want to grow your economy, it starts with a good, solid downtown. And we know that. And we think the city is also working towards that with their redevelopment projects. The Y and Boys and Girls Club decided, of all places they could go, to be in the downtown. So with its proximity to the senior center right behind it in Centralia, there's so much going on in our community right now that we're fortunate that that building exists where it does. And the location just is the answer all the way. But there's just so much history in that building. As Heather said, WFHR used to be housed in that building. Yeah. It was a hub of communications for our community. And we're hopeful that we can also bring that back to life, you know, living up to William Huffman's expectations for what he had for that building a long, long time ago.
I like the way you worded that. Yeah. And very well said. I think that when I talk to people from out of city or anything and I'm talking about this, I have friends that are very into politics and saw this part of the bill and when it was passed and were asking me and explained to them how there are so many places nowadays that want to tear down their history, whereas you guys are not only in what we're doing with this building here is certainly not only keeping it but updating it and just modernizing it a little bit. You know, one of the things that I loved about visiting California is that they didn't really tear anything down necessarily. They just built, you know, they just adapted things. They have an old, you know, building that doesn't look like it would be a grocery store, and you walk in and it's a huge grocery store, you know, that kind of thing. And turning something like that that building what it was and what it was intended to be, turning it into something like this is really kind of keeping up with the evolution of what that building and what that area is becoming. So location, absolutely. That's certainly the easiest, not only the easiest, the answer that makes the most sense. You know, some of the things that you said there, Heather, of course, about eating out and that sort of thing. But the history can't be lost on it.
No.
And what history means to really not just to Wisconsinites, but to Midwesterners. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a different thing to us, I think, than some other areas and some people. So to be able to not only have the best of both worlds, really keep the history of it and kind of bring it into the next step into 2020, 2021, 2040, you know, all the way down the line, certainly is helpful.
Yeah.
And goes a long way.
Your love of history is amazing because right now you can actually go over to the Southwood County Historical Museum right now and view in the Marshall Bueller Room. They have a wonderful tribute to the Wisconsin Rapids Tribune right now because it's their centennial, so celebrating over 100 years of providing news to our community. And so we're fortunate enough that the museum asked us if, hey, you know, while you guys are going to be existing in the former home of the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune, might you be interested in putting up a display in the back area of what the future of that building will be? Hmm. And so we're really excited to share that we do have a small display going on over right now at the Historical Museum, so you can check that out. They're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday afternoons from 1 to 4, and on Saturdays also, I believe. But we were over there yesterday just to check out our space, and we brought our new 3D printed model of the Tribune. We're very happy about that. Local resident and someone who's been involved in the Tribune building process from day one. He started coming to meetings when he was 17 years old, but Ben Justin offered to create us a 3D printed model of the Tribune that we can put on display at the museum so you can see it there.
That's really cool.
It's very cool.
That's kind of the next question that I had for you guys was, okay, so if I want to see it, that's one way to see. If I'm not able to make it down there or anything, is there a way for me to see kind of what you guys hope the building is going to evolve into?
Absolutely. Our website has lots of good information. If you're interested in learning about the process, you can even go back and review summaries of every single meeting we hosted for the Tribune over the last 5 years. So
I noticed that. That's really cool.
There's a lot of good information, but you know what? The best way to learn is to give us a call. We're happy to sit down and have conversations about the Tribune at any time.
And I appreciate the transparency about all of this, too. Mm-hmm. And not that you guys would have any reason not to, but I think for a lot of people nowadays, when they have questions, they don't always find the answers easy to find. And with something like this, especially the Tribune building, it's right there for you. You just got to look, you know. Exactly. Look or ask, and you will find out, because it's all there for you.
It is.
You mentioned earlier Farmer's Market, and I know that we talked about this before, the Farmer's Market dollars that are coming out. And this is new, I believe. This is something different. And if we could talk about that for a moment, if you don't mind, Corey.
I'd love to talk about that. So Encourage has always been very supportive of local food and having folks understand, you know, where does our local food system, you know, how do we get our food, where does it come from, who our local farmers are. And so we've been super supportive of the Farmer's Market. In fact, we had a grant out many years ago to establish the Farmer's Market in the downtown Riverfront District. So one of the things that we decided to do this summer in order to support the Farmer's Market, but also think about how we can support the connection between our farmers, our businesses, local entrepreneurs. We know that by everyone's, you know, shopping local, buying local, that it builds community wealth.
Yeah.
And so we thought, why not get people excited about the new location of the market, which is right downtown in front of the Tribune building, and get people supporting the local farmers as well as the businesses who also have little booths there by coming out to the Farmer's Market. And we're going to give you a $5 voucher this summer to go down there and check it out yourselves and spend that $5 on anything you choose at any of the market vendors.
How did this, how long did this take to come up with, to kind of create and then get to this point where you're at it with it now? Because I think this is one of the, honestly, one of the greater things that you guys could do for the community. There is virtually nobody who doesn't want to shop, but not everybody can.
Right.
And this is giving an option to anybody to be able to go down there, literally anybody to be able to go down there and purchase something, even if it's just with this $5. And that goes a long way for people.
Yeah, I think, you know, this really was birthed from the fact that we've been doing a community picnic in the downtown for many years. And this year, in particular, we're not able to host our picnic downtown due to the amount of construction. But last year, we were able to create a farmer's market program with our vendors for the community picnic so that they could purchase local ingredients to put in the menu for the picnic. Mm. And so we thought about, you know, how can we expand that this year, and thinking about, you know, not just the vendors getting that experience of going down to the market. They probably already had that, right? But last year, $1,400 was put into the local farmer's market through those farm market dollars that we gave to vendors for the community picnic. Mm. And so it's kind of a spin-off of that, actually.
Right.
So it really wasn't that hard to think of this or to come up with a program because it was kind of already in place. And I do need to give a shout-out to Wood County. We've been working with Sarah Salewski, who oversees the downtown farmers market, and they've been a wonderful partner, making this as seamless as possible, especially on the back end with, you know, how do we pay for these vouchers and invoice and all that gobbledygook that I don't really care about, but they're making it happen. And like I said, we have great partners, and Sarah Salewski has been wonderful to work with.
And their whole program now, that you can go down there and they have the tokens. So I'm notorious for not carrying cash, because if it's in my wallet, I spend it. So I don't have it. And we were down at the farmer's market, and I was just coveting this beautiful Amish flowers. I was like, oh, I don't have any money. Oh, well, I could just go to their tent and give them my debit card and get my tokens. And I just, in fact, I found two extra tokens in my pants the other day. I'm like, great, I'm ready to go. Make it easy.
They do, whether it's the tokens or it's these dollars here. They're all, again, helping, giving people an opportunity to shop the menu, not always, or just something, you know, something I heard from another person, too. It was just fun. Like, shopping and fun should be, you know, coexist together. And I hadn't thought about it in a while, and I hadn't really heard anybody say that in a while, about that they were having fun shopping. But for this one in particular, this lady, she really liked having the tokens, and she thought that was a more fun part of it and everything. So there's that, too, of course. But I'm glad that you mentioned Sarah, and that you mentioned the gobbledygook there, because that's important for, you know, people to understand that you guys work really hard on this stuff to make this stuff happen, to help out people who, again, might not be able to experience the farmer's market otherwise. And coming from that you know, background as a child and everything, I can certainly say that it's beneficial to many, many people out there listening right now, let alone just anybody who, you know, may just certainly be into that, you know, area now. So that, great work, you guys. And,
thank
and
you,
certainly, I like that it was simple for you, that it kind of like it was natural, like a course to kind of turn into that. But I think it was kind of neat how you came from that one angle and got to this. That's really interesting.
It is. And, you know, we are just so supportive of making sure that everyone has access to anything that we're doing at Encourage. And so we want to make sure by this, using this program, that we are out and about and trying to get these in the hands of as many households as we possibly can. So today, actually, we're going to be popping up over at the Splash Pad this afternoon. What a better day to do it, right?
Yeah.
From about 1:15 to 2:30, we're going to be over there with $5 market vouchers that folks can just come on up to us and get their voucher. So we make it pretty easy. We gave these away at the zoo house yesterday. We had booths at the farmers market. So keep watching our Facebook because we're going to be popping up through the end of August, giving these vouchers out as best as we can to try to get them in the hands of as many people as we can.
That sounds fun. That sounds
like fun.
That is a really fun job. I got it.
I do have the best job.
It really does. Well, we're talking with Heather and Corey from Encourage. We've been covering a lot of different things today. And I know we were talking about the farmers market dollars. Was there anything you wanted to touch on with that before we wrapped up with that?
No, just to remind folks that if they haven't had the opportunity to get one yet, that they're able to stop into the Encourage office every Thursday of the summer. We have them available at the office. So they could pop on over to our office anytime between 8 and 4:30. Our office is located at 478 East Grand Avenue, and they just got to come in the back way right now because we got a little bit of construction going on the front side of us too this summer. So they can do that any Thursday if they want to pop in. But we would love to have people join us on our Tribune tour next week, because at the end of the tour you do receive a $5 voucher for the farmers market. So you're right there. So you just pop on out, go get your tokens from the market management booth, and you got your $5 to spend.
That works out really well, doesn't it?
It does.
That's really nice. It's almost like you planned it that way.
I mean, maybe.
So to rewind for a second here, because I was really excited to talk about it, and I really wanted to be able to experience it myself. You had your ZooSort event yesterday.
We did. So we were over at the Helen's Zoo House, which is supported. Those programs are supported through the Helen Mead Fund at Encourage. And we were excited because every summer we do three different programs. The programs are offered twice on the same day. So yesterday we were there at 11 and 1 for the shows by ZooSort. And we had probably over 200 people in attendance between the two shows. It was very busy. Lots of kids getting to see and touch and experience animals they may not have seen before, like a coatimundi, a tigua, a lemur. I mean, you learn a lot at these programs, but ZooSort is one of my favorites because you get to actually touch the chinchilla and all the fun little animals that she brings along. But we did give $5 market vouchers away over there yesterday, too.
Nice. Yeah. And you had a good turnout. It was a nice turnout.
It was a great turnout. The zoo house, the little actual area where we host it, is indoors, and it's air-conditioned, so that works out really good even on a hot day or a rainy day. So they go on rain or shine. But we do have one coming up in August. So it's always the second Tuesday. So the second Tuesday in August, which is the 8th, we'll have programs at 11 and 1, and we're inviting David Stokes back this summer to do his program. And David is a lot of fun. He does a lot of storytelling through song and music, and so he's very interactive with the kids. So if you haven't been to a show, get out, because it's the last program of the summer.
And I've heard about David's shows, and I've heard from kids and from parents. He does a great job. Really, they adore him. So that's really fun.
He's hilarious. He cracks me up, so I like to go to that one myself.
That's good. That's great. I think that we've been talking about the great work you guys have been doing and everything. And again, I really not only appreciate both of you and what you've done for the community and such, but what your coworkers and your combatants everything. If there is something that we can do as citizens, is there a way that we can volunteer? Is there a way we can help out with Encourage with some of these events or anything? Is there a way to do that for us?
Well, every year, normally at this time of year, I'm saying, please call me. I need 300 volunteers for our community picnic. right now, we do have a couple of volunteers who come in and do a little bit of work for us in our welcome area. I've had a volunteer in this last week helping me cut up these little farmers market vouchers. We don't have a ton of volunteer opportunities, but what we do ask our residents to do and how they could be supportive of our work is by taking the Tribune tour, by getting informed. That is the best thing you can do as a community member right now, is get yourself informed on everything that's going on in this community and then get engaged.
Yeah.
Get involved. Not only by you know, volunteering with a community picnic with Encourage, but volunteer elsewhere. Go out in the community and share the information that you know is true. Go to a city meeting. That would be something we would ask every resident to experience. So once you have the information and you get engaged, it's so much easier to be an active participant and help shape your own community's future. And that is the biggest thing we would ask for people to do right now, to support us and the community.
And I would build on that and say, be an advocate for your place, for this community. We have a terrible history of being really hard on ourselves and looking at what we don't have, and we have so many assets and so many great things, and I would just wish people would share that and celebrate that.
It is very well said, both of you. And it is so easy to kind of look at what you don't have when, you know, if you just glance over at the other side, you see everything that you do have, you know. Exactly. And to take a moment to kind of appreciate what you have is a lot, is going to benefit you a lot more, not only as a human being, but as a community member, than looking at the negative. Nobody is saying that you put your head in the sand.
Right.
But
exactly.
Kind of focusing on the negative doesn't really accomplish anything. It's when you focus on the positive that you learn to build on those things and can get more, get farther ahead, evolve. Corey, you said you had a word there, informed. And I think that is maybe one of the, certainly taking the tour is important for that. And reaching out to you guys is important for those things. Because if you have questions, there are answers out there. Just get informed and make your own decisions, and you know, certainly encouraging other people to do that just as well. Again, about being positive about it too. About again, not saying that it has to be a false positive. There's some genuine great feelings here, and some really fun positive things going on. Get on board, you know.
And if there's something you are, you know, want to change, be a part of it. You know,
yeah.
Oftentimes people just want to, you know, talk about it negatively, yeah. But you know, be a part of that. I know that sounds totally cheesy, but get involved and make it, you know, a good thing within the community.
I think sometimes cheesy, corny is accurate, is fitting. And I really feel I could not agree with you more. You know, it is so easy to kind of sit there and bark, but actually to get something done, that you got to get up, you got to get doing stuff. Yeah. And that is where things get done.
Yeah, it's not always the work of others. It should be the work of everybody.
Absolutely. And with you know, it takes a village. You know, going back to that. And it really, nothing gets done by one person. We all get through this together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we cannot thank you both enough for the time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I didn't realize so quick.